RadioMD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. We all know that to stay healthy, we need a lifestyle that incorporates good fitness and regular exercise. But it's often hard to know how to take the first step or how to push ourselves to the next level when it comes to fitness. My guest today, Chris Mogadam, is an internationally renowned fitness pioneer who believes every single one of us is capable of making fitness as a big part of our lives. He's going to be talking to us about how he works with clients to create a fitness-focused life, and also about how to take the first step to a fitness-focused life that is honestly assessing where we're at and what we're capable of. Chris, welcome to the show. So happy to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know that, well, we'll get into all of it because you have a lot going on in your personal, your career and your personal life right now involving the new center that you opened up. But I just wanted to ask you first about how we become more aware, mindful of incorporating fitness in our life, like, you know, depending on what we're each capable of. So all of us are wired differently and have different capabilities. But how do you get people to see their potential and where to start?
So that's a great question. I think there's a couple ways to do that. I think one of the best things about being in the 21st century, 2016, is that we have unlimited amount of information, you know, and access to that information whenever we need it. So for me and the clients that I work with, it's ongoing conversations that we always have about, you know, what's right for you, what's best for you. Everybody's different. So, and not everybody likes the same things. Not everybody likes to eat the same things. Not everybody
right.
likes the same form of exercise and fitness. So on top
right.
of, you know, all the options we have out there, just what works best for each individual and what they're happiest doing to pursue, you know, a healthier lifestyle. And I believe that's one of the most important things.
Yeah, I agree. I agree because I have clients that come in and are really like, you know, they're frustrated or deterred about, like, you know, going to the gym because they feel self-conscious about their weight, you know, or I have, you know, someone that, you know, prefers only working out outside. And is that okay? You know, because 100%. Anyway, there's, yeah. So, I mean, I think people, you know, need to realize that it's like what even I say to people, even 20 minutes a day of walking, like anything just to get your blood moving and get into that routine so you could create that pathway that, you know, it's automatic that just exercise becomes part of and not so much what you do, how you do it, how you look, right?
Exactly, 100%. And I think one of the things that, you know, that I've done in my life and that not myself, but the brand that I'm now working with, which you mentioned, the mm-hmm. center I opened, it's a, you know, it's a training studio, it's a training system and program. And it's a studio, but it basically is giving people the options and the access to train how they want and to have the motivation and the energy and things like that. So there is one thing that I would say, and that's this new brand that I'm getting involved with. We can definitely talk about a little bit more in detail. But that's something I'd like to explain more in detail because they've created a system where it works for everybody and not not just catering to 2%, things like that.
Right. And so it's called F45 training, right?
Yes, it's called F45 training. It stands for functional 45-minute workouts.
Uh-huh.
It's based out of Sydney, Australia. And in the last 2.5 years, it has absolutely blown up all across the world. So internationally, mm-hmm. we're in Hong Kong, all throughout Australia. Yeah. We're in the UK, London. I mean, we're in the Solomon Islands even. Most people don't even know where that is. I mean, we have clubs all over the world. And
that's
now we're
amazing.
Just spreading like wildfire throughout Los Angeles and the United States, which is great.
Uh-huh. And so from your experience, what have you seen that makes this difference? What has your clients come to you with their feedback? I mean, what is it that helps them, you know, really commit to this and stick with this?
The main reason I got involved with this brand is because we talked about how there's so many options out there. You can go to a gym.
So
you can have a low-end gym membership like LA Fitness or 24 Hour Fitness or a high-end membership like Equinox. You know, if there's something out there for everybody. However, there's not a lot of motivational factors that come along with these platforms. The biggest motivational factor would be like a studio-type structure that has classes or a personal trainer. Those would be the two most motivating factors because you know people there. They're calling you. There's
accountability.
accountability relationships that are, you know, involved with that. So what F45 did was they took the structure of personal training, they made it much, much more cost effective. Because, you know, a person can pay anywhere from $60 to $150 per one session. That's a lot of money. So what they've done is they've taken the cost down tremendously, where it is more expensive than a normal gym membership, but it's much less expensive than everything else. We're catering to 98% of the masses out there. So, you know, maybe people in their 90s that can't do many movements, can't do things like this. But we've had people in their 80s come in. We have people in their 20s that have never worked out in their entire lives and have really no strength at all or upper body strength. And people's lives just started to change immediately because it's a very warm and welcoming type of a structure where you come in, not only the trainers, but everybody in the session, the class session, are very warm and friendly because everybody's working out together every day. So they want to get to know each other. They want to help others. You know, people are high-fiving. People are assisting others, things like that. You have 1 to 2 trainers in each session. And the workouts are absolutely exhilarating. You know, the music and everything, there's a lot of psychological things that come along with the music you listen to while you're working out to keep your, you know, to keep your mind in it and whatnot. But they've created these structures where every workout is different. No workout is ever the same. They have the largest database of workouts in the world, as well as their music library. So you come in on a Monday, it's a completely different workout called the Athletica. You come in on a Tuesday, it's the strength and resistance workout called the Romans. You come in on a Wednesday, it's the 22, which is like a cardio superset. So it's fun because the members now, they get to learn the programs and structures, and it's very interactive for them. So it's just been phenomenal for us. And everybody we've been working with has been seeing unbelievable results because they're full-body anaerobic exercises, and we're changing them every day. So we're just shocking everybody's body nonstop. It's truly the best system I've ever seen out there.
That's awesome. And it also sounds like it keeps people on their toes in terms of not being like the monotony of just the same workout on the machine every day. It sounds like it also stimulates that part of the brain that is like, you know, like wants to be inspired, wants to learn new things every day. So it seems like it not only feeds the body, but it feeds the mind and the spirit too, 100%, in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. Because, you know, people come to and work with trainers because they want to learn. They want to become self-sufficient. They don't want to feel like they're wandering around a gym. They look stupid because they're not doing an exercise properly. But when you have a room full of people that are doing similar movements, and not everybody's doing the same movement at once, the structure is basically where we work in different pods, and people are doing different things at different times, kind of like a circuit setting situation. But because of the motivation factor, the energy, the fact that they have the stability and, you know, the trainers there to, you know, to help them with their form and their technique, it really does create an element of team, like a team type of a thing where people are in it together. Yeah. So people actually, they miss it when they don't come in. They're like, oh my God, I can't come in. I'm so sad. I'm going to miss everybody. So it's created something really great here, and we're really happy with it. We're moving forward to open up several more locations.
Oh my gosh. Well, I am thrilled for you because I hear it in your voice, how passionate you are about it. And I know that it is helping people. So I think it's just, you know, even though there is so many things out there, like you said, I think it's so important for all of us to try whatever we can. And so we could find our own, you know, we could find our own path. And I think everybody should be open-minded to that. So can you tell everybody where they could find you and find the center? And
yeah, 100%. So we are located in downtown Santa Monica. The first West Coast location we've opened, it's on 7th and Arizona, 1317 7th Street, Suite D, right across the street from that really nice five-star wine bar and restaurant, Tasia and Esther's Wine Bar. So we're in a great area. We couldn't be happier there. And it's pretty easy to get to. You can either take Wilshire or the 10 Freeway if you're coming from, like, West Hollywood or even Westwood. Okay, yeah, so anyways, we're located in a great area, and there's walking distance. We have, you know, smoothie spots, Whole Foods, things like that. And Santa Monica's right now is just loaded with great, healthy, clean eating options. I hear there's a Fresh Corn Grill coming to town.